USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Like no president before him, President Biden continues to rule by executive order. Thursday, Biden signed more executive orders. This time, it's gun control.
This is an epidemic, for God's sake, and it has to stop. So I'm here to talk about two things. First, the steps we're going to take immediately. And second, the action that needs to be taken going forward to curb the epidemic of gun violence.
Critics claim Biden will go much further than the actions he announced Thursday. The president claims this is not gun control. The United States Foreign Relations Committee has introduced new legislation to boost the country's ability to push back against China's expanding global influence by promoting human rights, providing security aid, and investing to combat disinformation. The draft measure, titled the Strategic Competition Act of 2021, mandates diplomatic and strategic initiatives to counteract Beijing. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The 7-year conflict between Russia and Ukraine is front and center as peace talks break down. There's reports of a Russian military buildup along the 250-mile contact line. U.S. warships may sail into the Black Sea to show a support for Ukraine. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Pentagon is said to be considering a deployment of U.S. Navy warships into the Black Sea as Russia continues its buildup of troops along Ukraine's eastern border. Washington would first have to get permission from Turkey 14 days in advance under a 1936 treaty because Ankara controls the Straits of the Black Sea. During the last Pentagon briefing, spokesman John Kirby left little doubt concerning the U.S. support for Ukraine.
We pledge publicly to standing up and supporting the territorial integrity of Ukraine and calling on Russia to respect that territorial integrity.
At least 27 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in the conflict this year. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Folks are preparing as a volcano in the eastern Caribbean is ready to pop off. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent said they believe an active volcano is in danger of erupting and have ordered mandatory evacuations. The island's emergency management office switched the alert level to red as officials prepared to evacuate people who live near La Soufre volcano. They placed them aboard cruise ships, sent them to nearby islands, or took them to shelters elsewhere in St. Vincent. Roughly 16,000 people live in the red zone and will be evacuated. The deputy director of the National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, Maria Medard.
We know that some people have a lot of respiratory issues, so we want to take them as far out of the zone as possible, where they will not be affected. The ashfault is likely to compromise people's health issues. It will cause air quality issues.
Scientists say there's a definite increase in seismic activity, which indicates that magma is moving closer to the surface. The volcano last erupted in 1979, and a previous eruption in 1902 killed 1,600 people.
St. Vincent Island is between Puerto Rico and Venezuela. NASCAR is Saturday night this week from Martinsville, Virginia, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Motor Racing Network. I'm Lance Pride. This is USA Radio News.